The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G. And the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Lauren Messiah. Lauren, are you ready to do this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Let's go. Lauren has been named by Google as one of YouTube's women to watch. She is the author of Style Therapy, 30 Days to Your Signature Style. She is a style expert, an entrepreneur, and a CEO. Again, excited to have you on. Lauren, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Oh, well, let's see. I'm in style. I'm like, my personal life, gee, that's a big old question. So I'm all about using style to manifest the life of your dreams. You know, the way that you show up in the world is the way that, you know, it affects everything, your relationships, how much money you make, your happiness. So I am a promoter of using style as a tool to get what you want in life. Nice. And I've gotten a lot of great things in my life. So,
so it's working.
It is.
I love it. You know, it's fascinating that I've always been a proponent and thought that how you present yourself to the world makes a huge difference. And it sounds like we're cut from the same cloth.
It does. I mean, it makes a difference in how you feel about yourself too, self-perception and other people's perception. It's just such an important tool that people don't utilize enough.
And here we are, either at the beginning, the middle, or the end of the pandemic, and we're now on virtual calls. People are in their pajamas 24/7. How has style suffered, and what's the way forward, Lauren?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a shift in how we approach style, and I don't know that it might change us forever to some degree. I hope not. You know, at the very beginning of the pandemic, everyone's like, woohoo, it's a pajama party. I don't have to go anywhere and I can wear sweatpants and not brush my hair. Who cares? Video calls, I'll just make myself presentable up top. But a lot of time has passed. You know, it's 2 years now. And that affects how we feel about ourselves. Like, we know when we wear sweatpants that we don't exactly mean business. We mean comfort. But when people go to put on their real pants again, maybe they don't fit as well as they used to. So I have been encouraging, you know, my clients and my followers to still get dressed. You're not going to wear, you know, a three-piece suit in your home office, but put on something that says, I put some effort into the day, and it's going to make the transition back into real life a little bit easier. I think the transition will be different than how we started, but we can't wear these clothes forever. We can't wear sweats forever.
Yeah. And even if we could, that's maybe not ideal. So when you're engaging with somebody, what is the goal of your work?
My goal is to really transform people from the inside out, because people think like, oh, you know, I wasn't born, you know, a fashion person. I don't really care. You know, I don't consider myself pretty or beautiful or whatever. I want them to figure out who they really are inside, because once you're tapped into who you really are, who you want to become, you can't help but to dress the part as well. And then all of a sudden, you kind of understand what looks good on you, what you like, what you don't like, and you get to fully embody this badass person. So I'm really trying to help my clients unlock who they are. And we just do it through style. It's more fun than going to therapy.
I think that's awesome. All right. So That's a, I imagine that that's a super important step that, that you need to help people to really get down to the core of who they are. Otherwise, it's just somebody wearing clothes.
Exactly. I mean, it's this vicious cycle that I think everyone goes through with material things. You really want something because you think it's going to solve some sort of problem, mm-hmm. right? I need a fancy car because I'm going to be cooler and people are going to respect me more. And you go after this thing. And once you get the thing, it wears off pretty quickly. You're like, oh, this old thing, when that was, you know, a garment or an item you really saved up for. So you're continuously chasing this outside thing when you realize it doesn't actually make you feel different on the inside. So there's plenty of industries, including the fashion industry, that are banking on that. We're going to make you feel bad about yourself, so you spend money to fix it. And we know you're going to feel bad about yourself pretty quickly after, and we'll have something new to offer you. So I want to break that cycle. And you can wear clothes that are many years old or that were thrifted or you found them at Target, and you can still feel like yourself. You can still feel authentic. You can still feel like $1 million. So it's that inside component that I think is missing in the fashion equation that I try to bring in for people.
Yeah, I think that that's awesome. I mean, you probably can give me a pretty good list, but just really quickly, just kind of thinking that the coolest people, the most fashionable people out there are not necessarily the people that are wearing the most expensive stuff. It is folks who are showing up just as they are, and just by being them, whatever they put on, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, I know. I tell my clients it's style confidence. You know, confidence is really the thing that we're after. And if you think about some of the most iconic people in the world, you know, who are known for their style's weird. Mm-hmm. I was saying, it's like Elton John's a style icon, but nobody wants to wear, you know what I'm saying? No one's like, geez, where did he get that? I'm
right.
Not aware of that. But so him, you know, it's Lady Gaga can wear a dress made out of meat and yeah. It's photographed to death and it will go down in history, but nobody wants to wear that. It's the confidence that they have, and normal people can do their version of that as well.
I love it. So it is possible to do your version of whatever version that you're interested in doing. I mean, style is, it's such a personal thing.
Yeah, it is. And when you make it not personal by chasing after what you saw in the Instagram feed or trying to recreate something in a magazine, it's no longer personal to you. If you keep it personal to you, it can always be you, which is what we're going after, I think.
Yeah, no, I think that that's awesome. So let's fast forward through the really important stuff of you helping people to actually figure out who they are. Then how do you start to, if we're not comparing or we're not looking at, you know, looking through Vogue and trying to find clothes that you like, how does that part of it work? How do you help people match up to what's right for them?
You start by looking at yourself. So every time I work with a client, whether it's through my book or a program or one-on-one, I have my clients do something called the 7-day selfie challenge. And that's where they take selfies every day for a week and they journal about what they wore, how they felt, and how they were perceived. Because what was shocking to me when I first started working as a stylist for everyday women, none of them had full-length mirrors in their houses. I'm like, you just walk out, and you just leave, like you're not
no way.
Looking. And because these women aren't looking at themselves. So when you actually look, you will be so surprised of what you see. My clients are like, this was eye-opening. This was transformative. They don't see how tired they look. They don't see, you know, how much they've really abandoned themselves. They don't notice that, wow, nobody smiled at me today. I was completely invisible. And then when they start playing with it and they dress up maybe in a brighter color or something that flatters themselves, it's like, oh my God, people are holding doors open for me and I got more done. And you really get to see what style does. It's not going to be found flipping through a magazine. Now, later we get to do that, you know, once you find yourself figuring out what you like, going shopping, but it's that like introspective aha moment that you kind of have to force people into. I mean, the pandemic forced people into that. You're just stuck with yourself all day. You don't have any distractions. So many people had, you know, these spiritual experiences. So you can do that too with style, just by taking a little selfie.
Yeah, I think that I'm surprised to hear that that so few people had full length mirrors.
I had to put it in the book as like some like on the shopping list because they were like, oh, I didn't have one. I'm like, how?
And I'm thinking, I've always had a full length mirror, and then I remembered, oh, I'm super vain, so that all makes sense. I'm sure it depends, but.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
When people are like, well, yeah, I guess I couldn't really wear that, though. Do you have to coax people to really just let it out? Just be yourself. Do what makes you happy. Who cares what other people are going to think?
Well, this is where more internal work comes. I have my clients work through style roadblocks. So these are, you know, mental things that are in the way, like money, you know, money mentality issues, worrying about other people's opinions, body image issues. So when someone's like, oh, I can't pull that off, it's like, well, let's figure out what the deeper thing is. And that's where they get to come up against, so one of my clients, she was really afraid to wear form-fitting clothing. And it wasn't because her body was bad, and it wasn't a matter of me being like, oh, girl, like, you could pull it off, put it on. We had to do the internal work. And what she realized was that when she was really young, when she was 11 years old, she had overdeveloped. And all of these creepy dudes were, like, hitting on her when she's a child. So subconsciously, she's protecting herself by hiding behind baggy clothing. But now that she has this information that she had suppressed, she can say, I'm not going to let these creepy old dudes hold power over what I'm going to wear today. You know, she's in her 50s today. So that's the type of work that helps you pull things off. Because a lot of times we don't realize why we don't like something, why we don't want to wear something. It could be much, much deeper. And breaking through that is really powerful.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You mentioned somebody who's in their 50s. Is it ever too late or too early to start this?
No. As far as it being too late, absolutely not. I have so many clients that are in their 50s, in their 60s, and they finally have given themselves permission to not give a crap about what people think. So I have one client, and she is so cool. She's in her 60s and she's like aging backwards. Her before and after picture, you know, before she looks like, you know, somebody's grandmother. And now she's got on like patent leather leggings. And she dyed her hair pink and she looks cool. It's not like, oh my gosh, this like older woman has lost it. Like, no, she looks awesome because she's finally just like, why have I been living my whole life dressing for other people when I should be dressing for myself? And as far as being too young, I think it's amazing if someone can start looking at themselves differently from a young age, because when we're developing, when we're teenagers, we get so warped by body image, by what's cool and what's not cool. And if you could learn how to approach the way you carry yourself and style differently, woo-wee, you're going to be like a total badass. So never too early, never too late.
Yeah, well, that certainly makes sense to me. And I think that any time that you can do the work that you're describing of really trying to figure out how it is that you want to feel and then set goals from there versus the opposite, which is what we normally do with goals. And if you can figure out where your blocks are, you talked about money blocks or just blocks from when you were 10 years old, you got negative attention or just fears that people aren't going to take you seriously if you wear a certain, you know, dress a certain way. That's just a positive exercise to go through no matter what.
Absolutely.
How long does a typical engagement go for people?
I mean, you know, in my book, Style Therapy, we knock this out in 30 days. So, you know, the process from start to finish, if you go at it, you know, intensely, is 30 days. But, you know, everybody's journey is different. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it takes a short time. You just have to do what feels right for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So I'm thinking about people that I know, and I you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that you work predominantly with women.
I do.
And it's such a, like, my wife, for example, is a pretty stylish person, but she's so cognizant of dressing professionally because she wants to be taken seriously. And I imagine that this is something you come across a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, like, when people are like, who cares what people think? I just dress for myself. It's like, yes and no. So, you know, that's why within the 7-day selfie challenge, it's how you feel and it's how other people are perceiving you. So if you're in an environment where, you know, professional dress matters, then you got to play the game. You know, I hosted this challenge a couple years back called the Get in the Room Challenge. And obviously women we don't have the same advantages of men, you know, that men do in the workplace, but we have these other little tools in our tool belt that we can tap into, like style, you know? So men just could wear the same old whatever suit or polo shirt to work. Women, we have so many options, and we look at that as a negative of like, oh, we got to think about all these clothes, we got to spend money, we got to stress out. But if you can flip it and you can use it as a tool to be taken more seriously, to get ahead, why not use it? So I think dressing the part in the workplace is incredibly important, but just being aware of everybody's version of what's considered professional or industry appropriate is different. So make sure you're paying attention to the industry that you're trying to infiltrate and look at the wardrobe for the people who are really crushing it and start aligning your wardrobe in that direction.
Nice. What do you think about capsule wardrobes? Like, Steve Jobs wears the same outfit every day, or used to.
Right. You know, it just depends. It just depends. I think a lot of people will use, you know, Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg. They're like, well, he just wears a hoodie every day. Why can't I? It's like, well, they're also like geniuses. They're saving time. It makes sense. Not everyone has the luxury of being a genius and just pulling off, you know, wild success in a hoodie. But I do love the idea of a more simplified wardrobe, finding things that you really love and that are easy to mix and match. So in my book, I have something called the Ultimate Wardrobe Checklist, and it's items that you should have in your closet that work well together, because I used to just buy any crazy thing that I loved and nothing went together. So you wear something once and it'd be a total waste of money. But if you do have the basics, then your wardrobe will have a lot more longevity and you can get away with wearing something multiple times without people thinking you're wearing the same hoodie every day.
I love it. I'm such a proponent for having a standard operating procedure, or in this case, the ultimate wardrobe checklist, making sure that you have, and you can correct me, just sort of staple clothing or fundamental type clothes that you can wear frequently. It's not just something you're going to wear once.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Love it. Well, Lauren, the people are ready for that difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Oh boy. I guess I'll kind of wrap two into one. I always tell my clients, do the work, get the results. And I will add to that of being consistent. Like, those are the difference-making tips. I think a lot of times people think just because they buy the thing or they think about something they want that they've done it. You have to do the work if you want to get the results. And it's uncomfortable work and it sometimes takes a lot of time, but it's always worth it. There's no shortcuts. There are people that can take the bumps out of the road for you. They can give you a roadmap, but there's no true shortcut. So do the work, get the results, and do that work consistently and it will pay off.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. Yeah. Got to do the work. No shortcuts. I couldn't have said it any better myself, Lauren.
Thank
you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And where can they get a copy of Style Therapy 30 Days to Your Signature Style?
Well, you can definitely check out my website, laurenmessiah.com. Follow me on Instagram. Same thing, Lauren Messiah. My YouTube channel is loaded with free fashion advice and how to be a badass in life videos. And that's also Lauren Messiah. And my book, Style Therapy, 30 Days to Your Signature Style, is available anywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere. Pick up a copy.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Lauren your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to laurenmessiah.com. That's laurenmessiah.com. Find her on Instagram and YouTube. I'll link all those in the notes of the show and pick up a copy of Style Therapy, 30 Days to Your Signature Style, wherever you buy your books. Thanks again, Lauren.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.